This is Twit.
It's my story of the week, and I am talking about Twitter this time and its fleets feature. So, of course, insert all of the fleeting fleets puns here.
I'm not clever enough for those.
Sorry. Yeah, we'll move on. Those, I have to say, they're not very clever. They're very obvious. So we're moving on from those. Twitter has made the decision to shut down fleets, I think, only a month or so. It's been a couple of months.
It's been a couple of months.
Yeah.
I think maybe.
Oh, yeah, it was 8 months ago, I guess.
Oh, it's been that long?
Yeah, I thought, see, it feels like it's not been that long. 8 months ago, Twitter launched Fleets, and you can tell that we haven't really used it that much because we didn't even remember when it started. But Twitter's Fleets was this way to have ephemeral visual messaging available on the platform. And I think this is part of what's interesting about this is in reading some of the responses or some of the messaging from Twitter's own people, the design folks and the engineering folks who were talking about this, I never put two and two together that they were looking for a way to share visually on Twitter. That's what this was for. Mm-hmm. So I always saw it as, you know, it was attempting to be what Snapchat does, what Instagram does, what these other platforms do. And it was less, in my mind, about what it was trying to do, which was give good ways to share visual content on Twitter. And so they're talking about looking at new ways to share visual content on Twitter in a different way because they've decided that folks just aren't using this enough to keep it around, to use it. And I'm not surprised based on what I've seen in terms of usage of the platform. First, obviously, I want to ask, did you ever use Fleets? Did you give it a go? Did you try to, like, did you give it a concerted effort or did you just, you know, want to check it out? Tell me about your experience.
I did not give it the biggest effort, I promise you. I knew it was there, and I sort of begrudgingly posted a few things here and there. While I was using it, I just didn't feel comfortable with it. I didn't think it was a good fit for the type of content that I particularly like to share on Twitter.
Yeah.
Now, I get the idea of being more visual on it, but you said you don't necessarily see that. What do you mean?
I didn't realize is what I mean. The messaging that Twitter gave when it first released this product, I don't think properly communicated that that's what they were doing. Instead, it just felt like we're trying to reach parity with other social media networks. And of course,
that's what it felt like.
Right. Yeah. And that's a part of it for sure. But in seeing what Twitter has created and is continuing to work on and what improvements have been made over the past year or so, now I see that this was part of a larger effort to improve its ability, one's ability to communicate visually on the platform, because they recently redid their image handling system so that you can upload higher quality images. Mm-hmm. There's the ability to load images at 4K quality. There are some new adjustments to how images are cropped or not cropped.
Yep.
And then, of course, Twitter has, which I never use, its own, within the app, it has its own kind of image sharing option. And so instead of just attaching a photo, if you add a photo using the Twitter app itself, then it has its own features.
Yep.
So all of that kind of comes together to see that this was something that they've been working on and that Fleets was a part of that. But in seeing it as it was, and in the way that I felt they communicated it, to me, it was just another Snapchat or Instagram thing. And I personally just, I don't use those. And, you know, I occasionally look at other people's and that's fine.
You don't?
No, I'm not a story person. I lead a very boring life and I don't want or need people to see into that very boring life. And I think also...
Outstanding. Yeah.
I think also for me, it's like, I already share enough of myself. I give enough of myself publicly in the ways that I do. And so I need some level of separation from the world. So
you don't hear that take very often these days. And I really appreciate you saying that because everything is, in my opinion, is a lot of oversharing when it comes to any of these social media platforms. And then having those quick stories, whether it's Instagram or Fleets, the people sharing it out there knowing that it's only going to be there for a limited amount of time, so they don't really have a lot of anxiety about stuff just hanging out there. I'm with you. I will use I attempted to use Fleets to be more of a visual behind the scenes look of things going on in my life, because I admit my life outside of work is pretty daggum boring to most people. So I don't really have much to share, you know, other than a little tiny dog trying to fight and play with a really large dog there in the house. That's about it. But that gets old because they're not cats. And we all know cats rule the internet.
For some reason that I'll never understand.
You know, but I did give Fleets a try. It just didn't quite feel right. And I stopped using it for a little while, and I just published something maybe 3 days ago to Fleets. And then this news drops.
Well, use of Fleets has drastically and dramatically increased since the announcement that it was being, you know, shuttered, as is the old verb for closing down a service. And that's kind of been interesting. But I did see an interesting take. We were talking about oversharing or sharing things that, because it's ephemeral, you know, you feel a little bit more comfortable about. I saw some folks talking about how in the NSFW, the not safe for work area of Twitter, that Fleets were actually far more popular, which doesn't surprise me given the ephemeral nature of it. But I don't think that Twitter wants to be that company that sort of creates a service that's just used for that. Any social media company is looking for features that are going to increase engagement and use of the platform and weigh that against the resources that are being put into it. And you have to think about all of the data that's constantly being poured into Twitter. It's honestly a surprise to me that they are paying attention to visual sharing, given how much more of a load that puts on the company, as images and video are far more heavy than text is. And so I think that if they're looking at ways to make this work, and they go, okay, you know, we have this much money and resources to pour into it, and we've got this thing where these photos and videos are shared temporarily, and it's taking up this much space on our, you know, whole network, and we're weighing that against things that people have wanted for a long time, which is improved image quality and improved video quality, et cetera. Let's maybe take those resources and apply them there. Because if there's one complaint I see, so often people will, if they're constant, anytime someone posts an image or something on Twitter, particularly like vector images or high quality photos, they're always talking, Twitter crushed it, Twitter ruined it, Twitter this, Twitter that. So they'll share a link to an external site. Twitter people see that and they want to fix that, and they want to make it so that they don't have to crush those images. But we don't want to return to fail whale, you know, the fail whale era. So it's all a balance. And I think if getting rid of Fleets means that they can better share content visually, then it's good. But I'm curious in general about your thoughts on companies canceling products or services. My personal thoughts on this one in particular is I think that it is good for a company to swallow its pride and kill its darlings, as it were. And it doesn't seem like Fleets was much of a darling, to be honest. But you make something and it doesn't work, get rid of it and be okay with that. And I think that when it comes to something like this, where no one has built their existence on it, no one has, you know, created their whole, you're doing less harm by getting rid of this and, you know, focusing your efforts elsewhere. You can't say the same, like, if Google decided that YouTube wasn't profitable for it and they killed YouTube, there's a lot of conversation to be had because a lot of people would be out of work and out of, you know what I mean? So that's a whole different thing. But in this case, I think that it was a good decision for the company to do this. And I don't fault them for iterating in public because it's not something they do a lot. And it's not like you mentioned earlier, Google, where it seems like you can't ever count on something that Google makes. This platform isn't going to make it so that I can't communicate with my family, which is what happens when Google cancels every single messaging service they ever have ever. So it's different in that way. But I'm curious, you know, your take on Twitter canceling this, if you think that's a good move, and kind of your thoughts on companies canceling things when they feel they're not working out.
Because this was done right now, I think it was a good move. If this was done 2 years from now and it was still having the same type of performance or lack of performance and engagement from the user base and they say cancel it, yeah, that's pretty dumb because you just wasted a lot of money over those 2 years. I appreciate the fact that they jumped on this early, looked at the analytics and said, you know what, this thing just isn't flying. So let's just go ahead and just cut our losses and move on. A lot of great businesses do that. That's the best way to go, just to go ahead and cut your losses and go ahead and move on to the next big thing. Far as the sharing visuals on Twitter, I think this is growing now because of what Instagram has done recently with this algorithm and far as it's pushing more video content versus photos and so forth. Twitter is starting to grow in the photography community. I get so many notifications about photography in Twitter now that I never got. And it's beautiful work that I wouldn't really see on Instagram anymore because Instagram is too busy serving up these weird, quirky videos that tend to be loved by everybody. But I'm just, stop showing me this mindless 20 seconds of you doing nothing. I want to be stimulated visually, and those videos don't do it. But Twitter seems to now have pulled a lot of those photographers from Instagram and getting them to share more there. Mm-hmm. And it's looking really good. I don't see all of the artifacting and stuff that I would see on Instagram with my images. It got to the point with Instagram, I had to figure out what the exact quality it is when I do my export. Because I have a preset in Lightroom that says Instagram.
Gotcha. So that you do the right size and resolution.
It's got
and
the proper resolution, yeah. And it's got the right quality. Because if I do anything more than that quality, I see artifacts.
It triggers the compression of Instagram, and then Instagram crushes it. Yeah.
And it looks so bad. The edges are all jagged and stuff, and it looks terrible. Yeah. But I get why they have to do that, because, you know, it's all about profit
platform.
For them.
Yeah, it's a huge platform, and that's a lot of photos to be stored.
A lot of photos, yeah. A lot of photos.
Well, folks can continue to check out Fleets until August 3rd. The Verge says that on August 3rd, instead of seeing Fleets at the top of the feed, you'll start to see Active Spaces, which is Twitter's communication platform. That's a lot like some of those other audio chat room applications that are out there. So until then, I guess, you know, send out a Fleet if you want to and check it out. But it is definitely going away.